Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, Tusculan Disputations 2-4. It is the effect of philosophy which is the medicine of our souls. It banishes all groundless apprehensions, frees us from desires, and drives away fears. But it has not the same influence over everyone. It is of very great influence when it falls in with a disposition well adapted to it. Interesting observation from Cicero, which agrees with my and other people's anecdotal evidence. Some individuals are temperamentally more likely to benefit from philosophy than others. Indeed, for some people, specific philosophies like Stoicism or Buddhism resonate more than other philosophies. This, however, does not mean that philosophy can only be of use to those who are naturally inclined to it. Consider an analogy. Some people have natural talents for music or athletics, but everyone can learn to play an instrument, so long as they accept that they might not perform at Carnegie Hall. And everyone can benefit from physical exercise, so long as they accept that they might not compete in the Olympics. The same goes for practicing the philosophical life. Everyone can benefit from it, so long as they are okay, never reaching the stage of sagehood. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/stoicmeditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.